Hello, my name is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'd like to welcome you to this bilingual programme, Clannagael. Bilingual because part of it comes in the English language, as Rehengach Ernordavelper Velyagi Chitzerilg. And bilingual because another part of it comes in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyin Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banach and you reach, well, a truncated programme this evening, but we're going to be looking at a Saint's Day which falls on the 15th of November. However, as with many other traditional observances, no notice was taken of the reform of the calendar in 1752-53, so it came to be associated with what the modern calendar shows us as the 26th of November. Ta mi greu domenic de fel sy'n yr chi eisiach risgil fy sgwyd hoiach syfyl eich pech eniach. Ach, chi'r tio, sio chi'n deus ych eil jay sgil, ond chi'n deus y fyl, er nod yr awis gwyd hoiach son sian cha penis, lio'r ish mats wo basio. Ta i enmysig yn chan foer, ach, er nod y fel sy'n begyn anmach diw, a chanel, well, ffodin y mi tred y lwr dy gol trwyd yn cledn sgil. We start, though, with Brian O'Hara, an Irish speaker from Dublin, but who lives and works in Inverness as a Gaelic cultural officer, Scottish Gaelic, after learning Scottish Gaelic at Scoilmore Arstig on the Isle of Skye. Tashu geis jachrish radio vanning, stashu the nashun, skeljena was stoolish, Alan Vanning.
Achalin amin Gandug min rasa Shihain esalam Was na nos Gnibi loivu Sauntur shakami Achalin awin Stufam avro An haum godus kai Es min meina Sheishin amuaz Has mom of roi Dimos muinchen Er chali muasa Aigimi fuemsa Sirai Achalin alin, gundug min gragu, Heik nam o fomi, muais mas go. Is abirum sa, nur tu ma gragia, Slim isha Che gulium sa a khalina gushiri bra khaviosh tro yainin kyo gu ma
Brian O'Hara, in the company of Bruce McGregor and Sandy Breakin. They were here for the Koosh a few years ago. Stashun and Ashun Shen the Jaru, Radio Vanim, Shay Clenig, Eildon Clare Shaw, Mish Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
In addition to Lal Machal Tashi, St. Machal's principal feast day, the 31st of July, there's this other feast day, Shan Lal Machal Gyauri, the winter feast day of St. Machal, which was celebrated on the 26th of November. St. Machal is, of course, an important figure in Manx Church history, but the fact that there are two saints' days associated with him arises, well, from a misunderstanding of the Church's Celtic calendar of saints and their feast days. The Latin form of the name Machal is Machutus, and sure enough, the Church celebrated a saint known as Machutus on the day which corresponds on the New Style calendar to the 26th of November. But unbeknownst to the Manx devotees of Machutus, who was the former Irish robber chief converted by St. Patrick and becoming a holy man in the Isle of Man, where he's known as Machald, this Machutus, in relation to the 26th of November, was born about the year 520 near Llancarvan, a village in the Vale of Glamorgan, about 15 miles from Cardiff. Fodd er dy henna eg bond y cliw, fe er niach boch bech e, mer is y llian fwy rhoch. Fe pyrt dy holowoc fe tror y bi er yn son, as fe dimli y si oel ys manra. Fa'r siai ning gul yr eil heris, lior is li jelach tran lesach, as ged yr aw ein er cagi, fe chyn de mor cawrt fe feg fe cor fawd ei slent as ledger as fe simla. Hog sio ersyn cormach ffogra jewel. Fy serach yn gyr, cwrt den sledn mŵr rhain, dy chorg y bes chylirach, siantster yn yr bi. Blen barb y fôn, och yn ein iawch adjyn fy'n cliach dy jy ffigael siant slaid ag adn bes. Fy grau ys ar y mai ag yn erniach boch er y llian foer, ys ren yn ser y cwrs sledn trimsiach sy'ch criega. Ach raw slai leis dy roes my rawyd baelach dy anach yn o'r dych o'r erbi. Now last time we heard Arvon Gwilym singing, but the harp player's name wasn't given. I suggested it might be his wife Sioned Webb. Well, here is Sioned Webb playing the harp to accompany Arvon Gwilym as he sings Nid Wyf yn Llon.
Llawer y dybio fy mod yn llon tra chweru ar fy ngryd y wyn y pan ddil fy hen gydymaidd heibio pan ddil yw ffordd o y gofi Beledra, brig y don o'r eira, nid yw byth er maint ei glod a neir o'r gweilod isa. Ry'n fath yn wir pan fan y ddil fy nghyfais heibio pan il yw ffordd o y gofid i mi
The voice of Arvon Gwilym, accompanied by his wife Sioned Webb on the harp. Masol es imadi sachen down doberanach, ren o scola gerlw son y faslai ag y tresien, smunion er mor anach bes smw mychynach. Ceart ag lai grenia, tre hencion er ofran lega, gaw ei tawst y rys niaw fenit, fa yd fi na bachten. As renne de chogra, renne de chiermacha, as renne de chianle ons brat cherinach, va filich ons bart mgut a wanel, les gurd lendos je fuur oor. Esch, rogge a chian boir an lieltach er a grim, as gawe taecht er a djurne dograch ege sus a kliu. Van red, liaurs eunach, van bear coon crosshit, as a crosshit, lioris imadi catan an jintek shell gairn as gyardar an bilgen. Ons bol na ghe, van a catan an chitave kailt as fudach ilia. An dera chadan an catan elia, scum a vei. This Welsh Machutus was also known as Maclovius in Latin, based on his name which appears to have been Maclu or Mallow. And Mallow is said to have been baptised by St. Brendan, and to have become St. Brendan's favourite disciple. Well, this is St. Brendan the Navigator, famed for his voyage, his Navigatio, which features in almost 200 known manuscripts in just about every language of Western Europe. According to the accounts, St. Brendan said to his followers, "Let us go unto the land of the Manini, for those people have need of us." And St. Brendan is another saint highly revered in the Isle of Man, under his Manx form of the name Braddon, giving his name to the parish of Kirkbraddon, of course. So does that mean that Sam Mallow would also have come amongst the Manini as the favourite disciple of St. Braddon? Well, whether or not Braddon and Mallow actually came to the island or not isn't known. Well, this is a Breton song about a little hen, Ar Yarrig, sung by Morwen le Nemon with the group As Neves.
Ur yarrig, gimen magizi, en ur gambret, nur gambret, chalvet ar nehi. Mez me adro hag eus istroken un bokatri, an en pe hanon hag i deus ansan.
And that's no Morwen le Normand and As Neves and Chiacweg Ar Yarrig. As showed you Stashun and Ashun, Radio Vanny, as Tashu Gays Jachrish Claire Nigail, Meron Peen, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Tradition has it that Braddon, and presumably Marlow and other companions, set out from Llancarvan Abbey in the Vale of Glamorgan in order to discover the Island of the Blessed. And that's exactly a poetic name for the Isle of Man. It's just that, an alien sheant, the Island of the Blessed. So perhaps they were here. On a second voyage, Marlow was with Braddon when he evangelised Orkney in the Northern Islands of Scotland. However, the route of the second voyage was evidently circuitous because it also brought them to the north coast of Brittany. Marlow subsequently is said to have joined a centre for Christianity in Aleth on the coast of Brittany. In Aleth, the community was led by a revered hermit called Aaron. On the death of Aaron in 544, Marlow became the leader of the spiritual community, and he was consecrated the first bishop of Aleth, which is now known as Saint-Servan-sur-Mer, and a larger polis is now known as Saint Marlow, after the saint. Stories about Saint Marlow describe him as a rugged individual singing psalms in a loud voice as he went round on horseback. Hiya Roche, drapple gin fis er a red, sus a sus, rishkus mullach erd mule a clue, te enmisich obatsuyama, slew fegail na shansteren. Chrau sulia chan voer chamol, narau ad taster, jane sire mi aradach, vain dera chadan gus a chadan elia, as henka cri graiach de ve im neach. Her how fissega vac er imedi cadden yn y cliw, as fuddi dy bech ei ons gaw, chawds fe chit bac, maso renni sin y mach a law, as renni brysia twigyn y tamagyn, chawds fe gul siaoc, renni liega tujum croglach rish as rish slug cius dy chesmedyn, maso chawds fe drapel sus, fan cadden cwn yn jai, cawrych mach dy raialach yn sioes yn sien, lesh dasyn bega dy chwigyn. Fe iera, renca dy mullach. As nis siodan Cyrgyn Cwjach. As Vishen Cyrgyn Cwjach as fod goel Ren and Merliach Moor, a song about MacGregor the big robber and Merliach Moor. Now, the feast day of Saint Malo was widely celebrated in the south of England in a number of monasteries, probably because of the relative proximity of the city of Saint Malo on the northern coast of Brittany. And the feast day of Saint Machald in the Isle of Man is the 15th of November, adding those 11 days that were cut from the calendar when it was reformed, and the 15th of November by the old-style calendar coincides with 26th of November by the modern. And, as it happens, the saint with the Latinised names of Machutus was celebrated in the Isle of Man in the person of St Machald, and so 26th of November was celebrated as Shanlel Machal Gyauri, St Machald's winter feast day. Elsewhere, as we've heard, it's the celebration of the saint, no, a Welsh saint originally, but known in Brittany as Sam Mallow. As Shane Rish was a clay show, clean a gale, but so tear and square vinish, derra and nachir. Well, with St Andrew's Day coming up on Tuesday, we close with music from Scotland, a traditional Gaelic song, Coshie, a version from the rock electronica quartet from the Isle of Skye, Nightworks. So now, until the next time, this is Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eva Machrieri was Orserlie, as my yearly and shared you, will you?
We'll be right back.